Now listen to part of a conversation between a student and a university housing official.
Hi, can I help you?
Yeah, I wanted to talk to somebody about my housing bill.
Sure, maybe I can help you. What seems to be the problem?
Well, see, I got this bill in the mail the other day saying that I still owe $2,300 for my dorm room this semester, but, I'm sure that I already paid it all.
That's strange. Let's take a look at your record in the system. What's your student ID number?
3742937.
Okay, Jeff Terrence, right? Well, my computer is showing that we received a payment of $3,700 on January 6th, but your total due for a single is $6,000 per semester. So your bill seems to be correct, actually. Would you like to pay the remainder now?
No, look, this can't be right. Did you say single as in a single room?
That's right. Our records show that you're in Smith Tower, room 215, a single dorm room.
Well, I am in room 215, just not in Smith Tower. I changed rooms at the end of the fall, but I'm still in Burns Hall, and I have a roommate now.
Let's see. I think you're going to have to fill out an H7 form requesting a refund of the $2,300 you still owe.
What? That doesn't make sense. I shouldn't owe any money. But I mean, if you want to give me a refund, that's cool.
You won't get an actual refund. That's just how we handle it on paper. Now, wait a second. I just remembered that something like this happened last summer. What you can do, actually, is get your RA, the resident assistant for your floor, to write a letter to the Associate Director of Student Housing, James Fredrickson. Ask your RA to verify that you are in Burns Hall, room 215, and that you have a roommate. Then we'll update your record in our system and...
Hold on. I think I'd better get a pen to write this down. Okay, so who's this guy again, the one I need to write to?
James Fredrickson. He's the associate director of this office. As I was saying, once your RA sends the letter and we update your record, you'll get a confirmation in the mail. Then you'll have to stop by security to get a new sticker for your ID card. That sticker will prove that you're living where you are should there be any problems next semester with your housing bill.
Sounds good. I just have one more question.
Sure.
Well, over at registration, they said I have a hold on my account since they think that I, owe money. How long do you think this will take?
Let's see. If your RA gets the letter in today, we could probably have it cleared up in a day or two.
Thanks, I'm on it.
Now get ready to answer the questions. You may use your notes to help you answer.